And welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel on over to Montevideo to CCM Health and talk with Dr. Brandon Chase Osborne. Dr. Osborne, you go by Brandon or Chase? How's that work?
Yeah, my first name is Brandon. That's what my mother wanted to name me, but I actually go by my middle name, Chase, and I know it's been confusing, but I generally introduce myself as Chase, so we'll stick with that.
Okay, Chase, okay. Oh, appreciate you joining us this morning on Wellness Wednesday. Why don't you introduce yourself to some of our listeners that probably don't know you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and your education and stuff.
Okay. I grew up actually in Louisiana, and I lived in Louisiana for about 25 years or so. I moved to Mississippi and eventually went to medical school there at the University of Mississippi. And then after I finished medical school, I went out to California, Ventura, California, where I lived for several years, and actually have been in Montevideo now for about 3.5 years now. I've kind of made a little C shape around the country, but looking at, continuing to call this place home.
All right. Family?
Yes, I'm married and I do have 4 children. My wife's name is Lindsay. And then my oldest son is Connor, and he's actually in college now at Ole Miss, back in Mississippi.
Okay. All right. Well, 3 years at CCM Health, you said, huh?
Yep. Just a little bit over.
All right. Well, of course, the subject that's on everyone's mind, that's been for a year probably now, is COVID. What can you tell us about how COVID has affected Montevideo and Chippewa County, Doctor?
Okay. It's kind of interesting now that it's been around long enough to where we can kind of actually look back and kind of talk about it with some perspective. I think we got our first case of COVID-19 in Chippewa County in April. I think it was probably mid-April. And there for a while, we really didn't have anything much at all. I think things started to pick up probably toward the end of May. And then things kind of proceeded along kind of around at the same pace. We'd get a couple cases here and there and such. And I think that around the beginning of September, we had 160 cases. I think that was told. I've looked at these numbers here recently. And so we went from April to September, about 5 months, and we had 160 cases. School started back in September, and we knew that things were going to kind of bump up a little bit after that. And over the course of the next month, I think that we had 100 new cases. So at the beginning of October, we had approximately 260 cases. These numbers are kind of approximates. They're not dead on. Mm-hmm. But so we had 260 cases at the beginning of October. And then since then, the cases have essentially doubled each month.
Wow.
So we went from 260 at the beginning of October to 520 at the beginning of November. And then last I saw, I think that we're 1,100 now. Kind of looking at the numbers, we peaked about a week or 2 weeks ago. But that could just, be just a little short-term type thing. We still need a few more weeks to kind of see how that's going to go.
Okay. Got a lot of numbers that are on the rise there recently in the last couple of weeks. Have you seen anything since the Thanksgiving break sometimes they say there's going to be a second surge or something like that after Thanksgiving?
Yep, we did see an increase in cases like we thought we would about a week after Thanksgiving. And then kind of since then, though, things have kind of started to slow down just a tad. But yes, we did see a spike after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So what can we do to slow the spread of COVID-19 in our area then, Doctor?
Well, one of the interesting things about COVID-19 is what is called the incubation period, and that is the time that it takes from exposure and infection to displaying symptoms. And that typically takes about 5 days on average. So typically people get infected, they get exposed, but they don't typically show symptoms on average until about 5 days later. And you are most contagious that day before you have symptoms in your first day of having symptoms. Now, most people are smart and responsible enough to where if they're having symptoms, if they're having fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste and smell and things like that, that they will stay home. But it's that day before when you're still asymptomatic yet very contagious that most of the COVID gets spread in the areas. And it's because you don't know, and a lot of times with as many cases we're seeing in the area, we don't really know our exposures, who we've been exposed to and things like that. It's still a really great idea to be mindful of that time that you can be asymptomatic yet very contagious and wear a mask covering your mouth and your nose, as well as, you know, trying to keep 6 feet away from people, avoiding large gatherings such as family get-togethers and those kinds of things. That's really the best things that we can do as far as prevention.
That's right. From my experience, anyway, is people gathering in groups probably is a big super spreader, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, I would say that yes. Sitting in close proximity indoors without wearing masks, and that's kind of the where most of this gets spread. I would say from my own personal experience, I would say that most people, the majority of cases of COVID that I've seen were spread by either a family member or a close friend or someone at work that were, you know, meeting those kinds of things that we talked about.
Okay. Let's talk about quarantining. You know, the state, it was 14 days, and I think they said you can go down to 10 now. How does that work? Explain that a little bit.
Okay, and so this is where kind of things get a little bit dicey. But yes, the CDC a couple weeks ago did make a recommendation about decreasing the duration of the quarantine or the isolation procedures for people who've had exposures to COVID-19. And so if you've been exposed to someone with COVID-19, previously it was recommended that you quarantine for 14 days because that's how long the incubation can take for some patients before they can start to show symptoms, of course. And so it's the safest thing to do is still to quarantine for 14 days after you've had a positive exposure. And if you're a healthcare worker or you live in an assisted living facility or a nursing home or something like that, then of course 14 days should still be the kind of the status quo for that. But if you don't meet those criteria and you've had an exposure to COVID-19, the new rules in place are that you can return back to work after 10 days. And as long as you continue to social distance and wear a face mask, you do need to be mindful of any kind of new symptoms that might develop over that time, because it is still possible, even though it's been 10 days since your exposure, that you can still develop symptoms and start be contagious with COVID-19 during that time. And so if you do have symptoms, if you do have any fever, cough, or cold symptoms, then you should go get tested for COVID-19 and start your quarantine for an actual illness if you do test positive at that time.
I had a friend ask me the other day if he was wondering if he had COVID-19 and he was wondering if he could get it again, or is he safe? Does he have to wear a mask? That kind of stuff.
I would recommend that he still wear a mask. I recommend everybody wear a mask. If you've had confirmed COVID-19, like you tested positive for COVID-19, and it's been within 90 days, you don't have to quarantine again or isolate yourself if you've had a positive exposure to somebody with COVID-19. However, if it has been longer than 90 days, then you are supposed to quarantine again. We have seen, I've personally seen two cases of reinfection of individuals that had COVID-19 back in the spring, back in May, and then tested positive again in November. And so we do know that you can get it again. And so I would still recommend that you take kind of the safety measures of staying 6 feet away and wearing the mask just to be safe, okay. Safe and smart.
Well, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Dr. Chase Osborne from CCM Health in Montevideo. And, Doctor, where can patients get tested at CCM Health and when?
Okay. The patients can go get tested at CCM Health. We do have a special respiratory testing clinic. It is in the parking lot. If you take the 11th Street entrance, and there are signs up showing you where to go. We do have one door for symptomatic patients and another door for asymptomatic patients. We are scheduling appointments at this time. We would recommend that you call and speak with one of our triage nurses and kind of get specifics about where and when to present to the clinic. And that number is 320-269-8877 to be able to talk with one of the triage nurses.
Okay. All right. Before I let you go, Doctor, of course, it's in the news and the vaccines are on the way, and I understand it'll be out here in a couple weeks. What else can you tell us about that?
Okay. And so there are two vaccines that we will be getting. I'm not for sure which one specifically, but there are two vaccines, one from Pfizer and one from Moderna. And these vaccines, I'm sure that you've heard about it in the news. They have to be shipped at very, very cold temperatures, and they don't last very long once they are out of that extremely cold environment. But the Minnesota Department of Health is kind of rolling out the vaccine in stages. And, of course, healthcare workers are going to be getting the vaccines first, and then phase two, I believe, is going to be individuals over the age of 65 with medical problems, and the nursing home patients are also going to be getting their vaccines, and nursing home workers as well. This will be getting rolled out over the next few weeks to a month, and there are still lots of questions about when normal, healthy adults are going to be able to get their vaccines without healthcare problems, but I really have no idea when that could be. I've heard the estimates that could be out until summer. But it is a two-part vaccine. You do get one dose initially, and then a second dose has to be given 3 weeks later. That's specifically for the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay. And then I understand CCM Health on their on your website, there'll be a tab for frequently asked questions about the vaccine, and that'll be the information will be provided when it comes available. So
yes.
You can check out ccmhealthmn.com/COVID-19 for frequently asked questions for that. And I want to thank you, Dr. Osborne, and your all the doctors and medical staff over at CCM Health and the nurses and everyone. I know you're working hard, working overtime, and appreciate all that you do. All right. I think, did we cover everything, Doctor, that you wanted to mention?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time this morning on Wellness Wednesday, and we'll talk again then.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Dr. Chase Osborne from CCM Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.